I'm Commander Alex of Space Sentries. If you're like me and trapped in your quarters on your spaceship due to a faulty locking mechanism on your space door, then you'll want audio entertainment too. That's why I listen to Nutmeg Junction, America's new old-time radio audio theater program, right here on this station.
Welcome to Nutmeg Junction. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Nutmeg Junction is a new, old-time radio program providing audio theater entertainment. We have two unique stories to share with you today on board the trolley. The first is an exploration into the world of theater. Of course, it's spelled with an R-E. And our introduction to the character Malcolm McDuff, theater detective. Our second adventure is another short installment of our Space Sentries series, The Additional Lineage, in a story called The Vector Theorem, Part 2. So please enjoy our first story, Malcolm McDuff, Theater Detective.
Tamara, just because it's called Hell Week doesn't mean you must bedevil me with every problem.
But, Director, our star is in the cast.
Of course he is. I selected him for the role myself.
No, he fell off the stage. To be more specific, his leg is in the cast. Should we cancel the festival?
The show must go on. But there have been too many accidents and close calls to be coincidences. Someone's trying to take down our Shakespeare festival. We need help.
Like a favorable review in the paper?
More than that, Tamora. Whenever there's a mystery in the backstage world of theater, there's only one person to call. Get me Malcolm McDuff, theater detective.
When there's a mystery backstage in the world of theater, they call upon Malcolm McDuff, theater detective. We have arrived, Concord, and not a moment too soon.
That's right, Detective Mac, because we only have 16 minutes to solve the mystery.
Thank you, 16.
This Nebulet Theater Company is holding a Shakespearean festival.
And someone is trying to derail it. Our assignment is to find out who and why. Open the door, Concord.
It's locked. This means the doorway to the Shakespearean festival is barred.
Hawk! Who goes there?
I think it's the director.
Thank you so much for coming. There's a mystery surrounding our Shakespearean festival, Detective. Although it may be much ado about nothing, we felt the better part of valor was discretion, so we called you.
According to your festival flyer, you are hosting 3 productions.
That's right. We were going to have 4 productions, but we ran out of time. As it turns out, Shakespeare gets a little wordy.
Is the first show in your festival A Midsummer Night's Dream?
Yes, but I have a problem with my bottom.
We do have some ointments in the carriage.
Not now, Concord. By bottom, you mean Nick Bottom.
Of course. It seems he's making an ass of himself.
By that, you mean a donkey, which is clearly safe to say on the radio at this hour.
Indeed. I fear he hasn't been the same since an incident during rehearsals. I regret to say his scene was stolen. After that, it's been unclear whether Bottom knows which end is up. Today, he's in a cast.
There was a scene stealer? Here? What was the motive? Jealousy?
Jealousy is a green-eyed monster, but in my heart of hearts, I do not know why we have been facing so much treachery. That's why we called you.
What is the second play in the festival?
Now it's Romeo and Juliet. It was going to be another play, but I can't say the name of it here in the theater.
Thank you. Now I know it.
I figured you would. Tamara is now our assistant director for all the productions in the festival. Tamara, can you show our guests around?
As you like it.
We may be on a wild goose chase, sir.
True, Concord. Still, we are here. What's done is done. We must get to the bottom of this.
Then I'll take you to bottom first.
Lead on, Tamara.
Excuse the mess. When I came in this evening, I found our props were in total disarray about the theater. The slings and arrows are over here in this pile.
They must be worth a fortune.
Outrageous.
It signifies nothing. Here we are, Bottom's dressing room. Bottom, you're up! Bottom? He's not answering. Perhaps he's asleep?
Asleep? Perchance to dream?
If he were sleeping, the barking, all the knocking would have awoken him.
His dog, Spot, goes with him everywhere. Bottom should be inside this room, but he's not responding.
The door is locked, Concord. Something may be wrong. Try to get it open. If you can't get through the doors, break down the walls. Any wall, even the fourth wall.
I wasn't sure what Detective Macduff was asking for exactly, but I wanted to help.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, Tamara. Now, step aside. I'm trying to get the breakthrough here, Detective. The door won't budge.
Give it everything you've got, Concord.
Should I just unlock it with my key? I have all the keys, you know.
In that case, yes. Unlock it.
It's unlocked, Detective. And here comes Spot.
Out, darn Spot!
Darn?
We got away with the donkey line, but let's not push it. Besides, it's best not to say any direct quotes from the play that won't be mentioned if we can help it.
Of course.
Who's there?
Bottom, I presume? What's up, Bottom?
I was just resting with my headphones on.
We must speak plainly, Bottom. We've lost valuable time.
That's right, Detective Mac, because we only have 11 minutes to solve the mystery.
Thank you, Eleven. Your leg, Bottom. How did it happen to be broken?
Well, it all started when Peter Quince was upstaging me.
In that he was placed upstage from your position?
Exactly. I tried to be in the spotlight.
In that you tried to get into the lighting position set during Tech Week.
That's right. But I tripped over a lantern prop that wasn't supposed to be there. I fell off the stage and broke my leg.
Are there any suspects?
Everyone wanted me to break a leg. They kept on saying so night after night.
Everyone's a suspect. Just how we like it, Concord. Someone's in peril! Come along, Concord. We have little time.
That's right, Detective, because we only have 10 minutes and 7 seconds to solve the mystery.
Thank you, 10.7.
My goodness, it's Samson.
The pain.
What happened, man?
I bit my thumb.
Do you bite your thumb at us, sir?
No, but I do bite my thumb.
You do bite your thumb?
Well, I did. I stopped biting it after it hurt.
Who put you up to it, Samson? Who?
I tripped over a prop that wasn't supposed to be there. I hurt my thumb. I put it in my mouth, but I accidentally bit it.
I have to step in. Samson, why were you walking here in the first place instead of practicing on stage?
Isn't all the world a stage?
He's got a point.
Aha! With every tale of woe, we step ever closer to discovering the truth about this mystery. Take me to the prop master. Hurry, Concord. We don't have much time.
That's right, Detective Macduff, because we only have 9 minutes to solve the mystery.
Thank you, Nine!
The prop room is just around the back.
Before I forget it, I just wanted to thank you for all of the valuable time you've been sharing with us, Tamora. You seem to enjoy your work.
It is a labor of love, Detective.
Giving tours backstage?
Well, directing is my passion. But assistant directing, including giving a tour and anything else the director needs, that's a privilege, too.
Of course. We must be here.
Please wash your socks and buskins before returning them. The way they're being taken care of by everyone is making me both happy and sad.
Prop master, we need a word with you.
One moment, please. I just have to finish my catalogue of props here for a Scottish play we're not going to say the name of or putting on any more. Let's see if we have the cauldron here. Check. One fillet of snake.
Is that a fenny snake?
That's not fenny. You don't even want to know what else is on this list, and bear in mind, we were doing an abridged version. It's completely a good thing that the play was cancelled.
Not necessarily.
Prop master, let us come straight to the point. Are you aware your props have been strewn about the festival?
Tell me about it. I've been trying to get everything put away. Look at all the daggers I got back on the shelf.
Is this a dagger I see in front of me?
I just told you it was.
Just affirming my supposition. Tell me how all of the props came to be out of your care.
I can't tell you. I know I locked the door to the prop room, and when I came in, I discovered everything was in disarray.
It seems you've reached a dead end, Detective.
On the contrary, Tamora, it is time for the final act. Bring everyone together on stage in 2 minutes.
2 minutes to stage.
Thank you, two minutes.
Have you solved the mystery, Detective Macduff?
Uh-huh. I have indeed.
Then tell us, Detective. Don't play around.
But the play is indeed the thing. Or rather, it was the play that wasn't that was the thing. The director informed us at the very beginning of our visit there had been 4 productions in the festival, but they cut one of the plays for time, a Scottish play. Is that not right, director?
That's correct, Detective Macduff.
And would it be safe to say that the play that was cut would have been directed by Tamora?
That's true. How did you know?
I'm not sure it's relevant to your investigation, Detective.
Completely relevant. Directing is your love's labor. But imagine the heartache when love's labor is lost. If you are wronged, shall you not revenge?
It's impossible! Tamora wasn't even in charge of the props.
But she had the keys.
What a tragedy!
Tamora had the keys to the prop room, the opportunity, as she had more time once her production was cut, and, most importantly, she had the motive.
Tamora, I believe you should be subjected to the strictest measure of justice we have.
Going outside the theater, turning around 3 times and spitting?
No, that will be expected, but in addition, you are hereby sentenced to work the complaint desk at the box office on opening night.
Measure for measure, it is a fair ending.
All's well that ends well, Detective Mac.
Come along, Concord. We must respect the curtain call. But never fear. Whenever there's a mystery in the backstage world of theater, you can always call on Malcolm Macduff, theater detective.
Next month, the theater detective returns in Mystery of the Ghost Light. That was Jeff Savage as Malcolm Macduff, theater detective. Full credits are at the end of the program. Now please enjoy your second installment of the new Space Entries series, The Additional Lineage in The Vector Theorem, Part 2.
When last we left our heroes, the officers of the spaceship Salisbury A were taking a Space Sentry Central Command rocket-powered transport vessel to the space brigand ship in an exchange of officers as a demonstration of goodwill after the brigands had committed an unprovoked attack. The brigand attack had seemingly killed Lieutenant Murphy, who, although we had just introduced him in that episode, was clearly an important and valued member of the Salisbury crew. And the tragedy of his death was made all the more tragic by the fact that he was about to be married, and all the crew whom our loyal listeners recognize and love would have been part of the ceremony. This totally earned and not at all tacked on or melodramatic event caused the captain to say,
"Death of a crew member. Now the stakes are very high."
Meanwhile, Ensign Puffle and some members of the Salisbury A were left behind, and when the space brigand force arrived for their part of the exchange, Puffle was unprepared for the space brigands, who had a plan of their own. As they said,
"We'll take over the ship. Arr!"
As we spent our budget on the first part of the story, this second part will only take place on board the Salisbury and become what we call a bottle episode.
A bottle of what?
Ha ha! Great question, Ensign Puffle. Why, a bottle of Space Sentry hearty brewed breakfast drink, of course, made from the finest hops and barley and fermented lovingly for your get-up-and-go morning routine. Space Sentries is known for quality. That's why we invented a patent-pending 7-pack packaging. Why only get a 6-pack for your daily routine unless you plan to skip Thursdays? So why not pick up a 7-pack of ice-cold bottled Space Sentry breakfast drinks today? And now, Space Sentries, the additional lineage in The Vector Theorem, Part 2.
Would you like the grand tour or just the highlights?
I think instead we'll take over the ship.
That's shocking news, but you'll never get away with it, space brigands.
Mind your tongue, you scurvy dog.
Scurvy is still a thing for you fellas? Your medical officer must have received the same online degree as our Dr. Wolf.
Ignore this, Ensign, and let's get to the bridge.
Okay, but you're missing out. I'm a great tour guide. Most of the time.
Are they gone?
Ace Grimsley, our security chief. What are you doing here behind the bulkhead? Wait. Were you just looking to gain a tactical advantage before commencing with a counteroffensive?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, their backs were to you while I was talking to them. You could have taken advantage then.
That wouldn't have been fair.
Of course. So what's your plan on taking back the ship?
We need to lull them into a false sense of security.
Sounds good so far.
We let them take the ship. Then they use it, for as long as it takes. Then they'll get bored with it.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they'll stop at a space diner and they'll forget we're on board. Then we take it and fly away without any confrontation. I hate confrontation.
Okay. I mean, or we could just ask them for the ship back.
I said I hate confrontation. That's still too confrontational and a bit judgmental for my taste.
All right. My apologies.
No, not at all. To each their own. I mean, you do you, you know?
Should we go investigate who's still left on our ship?
Go do that, Ensign. But we should split up so we're not caught together.
You're going undercover?
Yes. Undercover. Right here, behind the bulkhead. Completely undercover. Keep me posted on any developments.
Be the bridge.
I don't recognize the controls. How are we to fly the ship?
Ask the crew. Who ye be?
Are you Laurel and to me?
That I be.
My Yanny is Lieutenant Laurel Yanny.
Show me how the controls work.
Well, you Laurel the Yanny over here, and then you Laurel the Yanny to the Laurel until the Yanny's Laurel the ship, okay?
Is this universal translator working? I think I got every other word.
The universal Laurel is Yanning, but the Yanny I'm Laureling is only Yanny.
Arr!
I don't know what you Yanny by Laureling. Arr!
Arr is Brigand speak. Oh, I think I understand your Laureling.
Very Yanny.
Should I look for someone else on board who can speak more than two words?
Yanny! I mean, arr!
I'm sure glad Ace Grimsley's got my back. Or better said, I'm glad Ace Grimsley's back there. But who else can help me? Who?
Ensign Puffle. Come in, Ensign Puffle.
Admiral Alex, is that you?
Yes, Puffle. Now, remember, we've had many adventures where we were together on board the Salisbury.
Yes. You were stuck in your quarters due to a faulty locking mechanism on your space door, and I walked around the entire ship and performed all of the manual labor, the finding everything, and pressing the buttons when necessary, and everything!
Exactly. But remember how we communicated through our Space Sentry Central Command Action Communicators?
Ah, those were some great episodes. I mean, times. Those were some great times.
Well, now I'm not stuck in my quarters due to a faulty locking mechanism on my space door. Now I'm in the new Barrow Thunder 5 outpost, but still communicating to you through a Space Sentry Central Command Action Communicator. While you walk around the entire ship and find everything and press buttons when necessary. So it's a completely different plot.
Makes sense, Admiral. Almost as if it were an updated version of the same exact story.
Exactly, Puffle. We're all counting on you. Now, where are you?
I'm outside the Space Sentry Central Command rocket-powered transport vessel hangar. Wait, I see a space brigand.
Is his back to you?
Yes, and despite us talking in our completely normal voices, the brigand hasn't heard us speaking at all. We'll have the element of surprise. So, what's the plan, Admiral?
You know the Delvorian nerve touch, don't you? You could disarm the brigand using that maneuver.
Sorry, Admiral. I didn't take that class at the Space Sentry Central Command Junior Academy.
It's very simple. You reach out with your hand and you kind of extend the finger.
But which hand, sir? Which one?
Your primary hand, Puffle. Whichever one you use the most. Then extend your index finger, okay?
Gotcha.
And you find the sensitive area on the back of the ears of the brigand. Either the back of the ears or the chin.
Well, his back is to me, so it'll have to be the back of his ears, sir.
Excellent. Then you gently touch behind the ears and you say, "Tickle, tickle, tickle," in a slightly silly voice. This will make the subject laugh and disarmed, and then you wallop him in one punch and you're done.
That's a Delvorian nerve touch?
Yes, of course. We train this in the Space Sentry Central Command Junior Academy.
As an elective, sir, and I'm not sure I feel comfortable with this procedure.
You can do it, Puffer! We're all counting on you!
Okay, I'll do it, Admiral Alex and Admiral Complication. I'll do it!
Admiral Complication out.
And he still hasn't turned around?
Not yet, sir.
Perfect. Approach the target using Attack Pattern Alpha.
You mean on my tippy toes?
Exactly. Good luck.
All right, here I go. Almost there. Almost there's a tickle, 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 tickle. It's not working.
fucking Andorrel!
What in the hell are you doing?
Or was that the Andorrelian nerve touch that Zwendolyn showed me during our vacation on Vermilion 5? Abort, Ensign!
Already did that, sir! Already did that!
Where are you now?
I just jumped into the cafeteria. I think I lost him.
Great work, Puffle.
Now, although I think I have to be silent if I want the brigand to pass us by.
Makes sense. But I just wanted to let you know, in my defense, that the nerve touches on Delvoria and Andorrelia are remarkably similar.
I think he heard you, sir. I think I'm trapped!
Sounds like Ensign Puffle is in kind of a pickle, which is appropriate because he's hiding in the cafeteria. Speaking of cafeteria, that reminds me to ask our listeners this pertinent question. Friends, if you're ever trapped by a space brigand in a cafeteria after unsuccessfully trying an entirely inappropriate space nerve touch, wouldn't you like to know you started the day with a bottle of Space Sentry Hearty Brewed Breakfast Drink? Of course you would. With great flavors like Chocolate Rust and Strawberry Linoleum. Every day you can live life like it's your last day on board the Salisbury A spaceship when you enjoy a Space Sentry Hearty Brewed Breakfast Drink today. Not sold in stores or available online.
Nutmeg Junction was written, created, and produced by J. Timothy Quirk, copyright 2019. The program was recorded at WAPJ Torrington Community Radio and is available to all community radio stations. Malcolm McDuff, theater detective, starred Jeff Savage as Malcolm McDuff, Dan Willey as Concord, Kurt Boucher as the director, Olivia Wadsworth as Tamora, Rich Sear as Nick Bottom, Lana Peck as the prop master, and Robert C. Fullerton. Space Entries, The Vector Theorem Part 2 starred Rich Sear as Ensign Puffle. It also starred Kurt Boucher, Bill Hall, Olivia Wadsworth, Lana Peck, Jeff Savage, Robert C. Fullerton. The Malcolm McDuff Theater Detective theme song was written, created, and performed by Robert C. Fullerton, copyright 2019, all rights reserved. The Nutmeg Junction theme song was written, created, and performed by Robert C. Fullerton, copyright 2018, all rights reserved. We hope you enjoyed Nutmeg Junction, and may all your journeys bring you back to a happy home.
It is I, Inspector Trombloy, and I have discovered something extraordinary. Have I not, Mademoiselle Croissant?
You have, Inspector. Well done.
Merci beaucoup. We have discovered Nutmeg Junction, America's new old-time radio audio theater program, right here on this station.